take me tonight to the river and wash my illusions away. I'm your host, Corbin.
And I'm your hostess, Julie. We're in love, and we don't care who knows it.
Because we're married.
This week on Podville, Animal Freak Show, Detective Gold, Woo Quimes, and Fist of Doom.
Welcome to Podville.
Thanks for joining us for this family-friendly variety show.
You know, I was gonna have some ado, but no more. No more ado. No, without further ado.
That sounded like much ado about nothing.
You know what that sound means?
Game time, game time, game time. What's that? What is that sound?
It's just me, Theo.
Theo, are you here for a game?
Yeah, I've been looking all over the internet.
You've been looking all over the internet to prepare for this week's game, which is called...
I don't know.
Animal
Freak Show?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's time for another Animal Freak Show, the game where we scour the internet for the freakiest freaks, and then we bring them together and pit them head-to-head to decide who is the freakiest freak of the week.
But instead of just two, there's three.
The Animal Freak Show.
Good one.
Cool. So the way we do this is we go around and we show each other a video of our animal so that we can react and be in awe of their sweet freakiness.
Yes, mine's poisonous.
Oh, wow. Giving it away. And then we will discuss their features and decide which one has the best or worst characteristics.
Best for our purposes.
Most freakiest.
Yeah.
Who's deadliest?
That's a good feature.
I wish I could be here all the time.
Do you love recording on Podville?
Yeah, of course I do.
Well, we're happy to have you.
So me and Daddy make, what is it?
Detective Gold.
Detective Gold. And we also used to do, what was it?
Tall Man Jones.
Tall Man Jones.
You are the creative force behind these things.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. You gotta remember.
But Corbin made Tallman Jones. When we were brushing our teeth.
A long time ago.
That's true. Right. That's a little behind the scenes information.
Origin story.
Origin story. Tallman Jones started as a story that I would tell. No, actually it started as a bedtime story that I would tell you.
Yeah.
And then we started doing it while I brushed your teeth.
And then we made Podville.
And then we made Podville and it became a hit audio drama with sound effects by Theo. Professional right here. Professional.
Well, whose freak should go first?
I think Theo's needs to go first because he's already started to give it away.
Yeah.
And Theo and I, full disclosure, did research on his animal together.
Yeah.
So you, Corbin, are the only one who will be learning something new today.
Well, I am prepared to react.
But this actually, I actually found this in Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Oh, another clue. I don't know how familiar you are with Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
I'm only passingly familiar with Diarrhea of a Wimpy Kid.
Yay.
All right, let's see.
You need to turn the sound up.
Then I will. All right. The man looking seriously into the water, and now he's on a boat. Box jellyfish. And he touched it like a fool. He touched it on purpose?
Yeah.
Because he's very smart. Yeah. So he's trying to pick it up for real.
For real.
Yeah. And then it's like, nope, this one's no good. Its tentacles are in the way.
It's a good one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Nice. Whoa. I can't believe that is an animal that lives on the Earth.
I know, right?
This belongs in space.
Yeah, it totally does.
Ooh, and it's just, wow. Watching a jellyfish do its little thing outside of the water is, one, way less graceful, and two, way more unsettling.
Yeah.
Just kind of twitching its little
thing. Yeah.
It's snipping off his tentacles.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they can get haircut. The poison. So they can...
Little snippy haircut.
They're making anti-venom.
Ah. And is the jellyfish going to be okay?
I don't know. They didn't say.
Oh, no.
They didn't say it was going to be okay, so maybe not.
Oh, so...
I guess they were being pretty careful, though. I feel like if they just wanted to, like,
Julie
pick
first.
One up and grind it up to use it for parts, then it could have been less delicate.
That's true.
They could have made a food with it.
Ooh, peanut butter and jellyfish sandwich.
Mm.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Wow, Theo, that's an excellent freak.
Yeah, I know.
Theo, do you want to read the facts about it now?
I'm only in second grade.
But yeah, you're rocking it.
Okay. Their stings are venomous. The venom is deadly.
And yeah. Those are your favorite facts.
Deadly venom.
So on their tentacles, there's little spikes. So when you touch them, they can pinch you. And then they can... they're growing needles. And then they spurt that thing in there. And they're just so fast that they need a hyperspeed camera.
Yeah.
We watched another video that... showed in a microscope what it looks like when a jellyfish stings you, and it is super wild.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, how much of it is like a sting, like a poke, and how much of it is poison? And how much of it is electricity?
Let me read this
fact
for you.
None electricity?
No electricity.
Okay. Just want to clear
that. Let me read this fact for you. Each tentacle has about 500,000 harpoon-shaped microscopic mechanisms that inject venom into the victim.
Yowza.
And so when you look at it under a microscope, you see just the tentacle and it's kind of wiggly, but then when it activates, needles come out of it. And
it's so creepy.
They shoot out super fast and then the venom comes out. Like, so it's like a little hypodermic needle.
Holy
but there's
cow.
Like 500,000 in each tentacle.
Yeah.
And it just injects with the venom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo. And he had lots of shot things, and he had thousands of them. He put it on a balloon.
Yeah.
And then he pretended to give himself a shot.
The man in the video that we were watching, mm-hmm. He had a little balloon that he taped strings to make it look kind of like a jellyfish, and on the end he tied just syringes with needles on them.
Okay. Well, if you're looking for a jellyfish costume out there, folks, just tie some strings to yourself with needles hanging off them, and everyone will know that you're a jellyfish.
Okay. There's two more facts.
Give me the facts.
They are one of the fastest jellyfish. They can swim 20 feet per minute.
That doesn't seem very fast.
For a jellyfish.
Yeah, jellyfish aren't really known for their speed.
Okay, here's the really freaky fact. Theo, back me up here. They have eyes. They
what?
Have four real eyes.
What?
And then they have 20, quote, simple eyes that can only see light and dark.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, but as you know on the video, it was just white. It was just white.
Yeah, it's just
probably
white and clear.
Really tough for us to see their eyes.
Yeah, so they have 24 eyes?
Yeah. It is so really... I think I might be the freakiest one.
So if a jellyfish is at school and needs corrective lenses, are the other jellyfish going to make fun of him by calling him, hey, 48 eyes? Yeah.
Maybe he'll need 48 glasses. First glasses, like,
Theo, I'm glad you're here to be a good audience.
Well, Theo, that is a really good freak. And
yeah, I know.
He's had that freak under his belt for quite a long time.
Yeah, when Podville even started.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you could finally come on and share your freak with us.
Yeah, this is the first time I've... So I've asked Daddy, Corbin, to be on the show. And so we've just been doing that. But then I explained to him that I wanted to, like, be actually talking on it.
Not just doing songs and segments.
Yeah, I do most of the songs. Except for Sandwich Eyes and... Did we do Cake Monster?
We did.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, and Cake Monster. My brother did that one.
Yeah, because one of our first episodes, somehow, episode 6, was a musical review podcast. Because Julie was feeling very morning sick and could not make a real episode. And it seems like we have a lot more songs that we could go over. Maybe we should do another musical review episode when this baby comes.
When
we'll have more material to work with.
Valley.
Baby Valley.
Yeah, we decided Mommy on that name.
And Julie still has a big tummy.
Yeah, I haven't had the baby yet, but yeah. She is coming.
Yeah.
All right.
And I also lost her too.
Shall we move on to the next animal? We need to step this up. Animal Freak Show always goes long.
I'll do my freak because it's not very freaky. So my freak is...
All right, show me your garbage freak.
I don't even have a video to go with it.
What?
This is a quokka.
Quokka.
Q-U-O-K-K-A.
Uh-huh.
You already know this freak?
Aren't they so cute?
They're really cute. Here, I'll show
Theo the picture. At least one acquaintance who
so cute.
Is a big quokka fan.
Aww.
Let me show me. Yes.
Why are they...
Oh, yeah.
Why is
this definitely is a memory of me from watching the Rescuers Down Under. Definitely quokkas in there.
So it's a little fuzzy animal about the size of a cat.
Aww,
and
so
like
cute.
Other marsupials, such as kangaroos or wallabies, the quokka is herbivorous. Herbivorous. Ugh. And mainly nocturnal. So... It's mostly just like a regular little fuzzy creature that lives in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
But the one fact about it that made me say, oh dear, this has to go in the freak category, is that sometimes when a mother quokka has a little baby in her pouch and she is confronted by a bad guy.
Or a predator.
A.K.A. Predator.
Thea's got you covered.
She will ditch her baby and run away in hopes that the baby will make noise and distract the predator so she can escape.
Oh.
What if mommy did that with you if you were in a life-threatening situation and she just ran away and said, ah!
Take my son instead!
How would that make you feel?
I just follow her.
You'd follow me? What if you were a baby and couldn't walk?
That already happened.
Yeah, he already made it past that point.
I guess I have another chance to do that with Baby Valley.
Yeah, you can leave her to die if
no,
if you confronted want. With a no. predator.
Just no, throw the no, baby no, at the predator no, and run
no,
away.
No,
yeah.
No way. No
you think
way.
I shouldn't do that?
Yeah,
so
no way.
If someone comes up to you with like a knife or something, just throw a baby at them and run away.
Oh, gosh.
What if you throw them at her? What if she lands on the knife?
That's too
or
sad.
Or chainsaw.
Yeah, let's, okay.
All right,
let's move on.
I changed my mind. I'm not going to be like the quokka.
All right, that was... Okay.
And you're also not too fuzzy.
All right, are you guys ready for... My entry.
Cool. Yes.
Okay, I'm in Julie's microphone right now. Let us see.
Okay. So we're watching some National Geographic. We got some leaves. Peaceful landscape. A snail has eaten parasites. Oh, no. I know what this is.
Zombie snail.
Ugh. It's like throbbing.
Well, they're like disco eyeballs.
Wow, I don't know how much more of that I can watch of that like gross Yay. Throbbing.
Yes.
Don't worry, it's almost over. And the parasite triumphs will roll on. Ugh. Yeah. So that.
That is so crazy.
So one way to think about it is that, oh, there's these zombie snails, but really it's the flatworms that burrow into the snail's brain and take control of it. I think the main thing that they do to the snail's brain is just makes them want to go into the sun. And so usually the snails will avoid the sun, but the worm impacts their ability to notice if it's bright out, so they're more likely to go into the sun.
Oh.
And then the birds snatch them up, and the worms get what they want, which is to be eaten.
Do they hurt the birds?
I don't think so. I think they just grow in the birds, and then the birds poop them out.
But how did they start off?
Where did the cycle begin?
Yeah.
Ooh, that is a great question. What came first? The zombie snail or the bird? Where did this begin? So the scientific name for these guys is the Leucochloridium paradoxum. Yeah.
Nice.
And they're real freaky. And they just live in that little cycle of being inside a snail, making the snail get eaten by a bird, and then going inside the bird and laying eggs, and then that bird poops out the little larva, and then the snail eats it up, and cycle.
Ugh, so gross.
It's horrible.
It's not good to look at.
I saw one of them in real life.
Whoa.
At school.
Whoa. What kind of school do you go to?
Park Lawn.
A school for animal freaks.
No. But I did see a wild turkey.
A wild turkey?
Yeah, with a fish. A dead fish.
Whoa.
Last year.
Wow, that's some wild information. All right, we will go and read a quick ad, and then when we come back, we will see which freak is the freakiest.
Perfect. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Teddy bears are all the rage.
Oh my.
The best plaything ever invented. These bears are the most sensible and serviceable toys ever put before the public. Sorry, it goes from big letters to little letters. I thought it was done, but it's just a sentence. Not a fad or campaign article, but something which has come to stay on merit alone. An article which will afford your children, and even yourself, great amusement and lasting pleasure. Made of the finest quality imported bear plush.
Oh!
They closely resemble the little cubs. They are full jointed and will assume countless different positions, four of which we illustrate. Each bear has a natural voice produced by slight pressure on the front of the body, and they are practically unbreakable. We offer these bears in four sizes. Natural cinnamon color only. The larger the size, the better proportioned are the bears. Order one of these bears at once for your boy or girl, and you will find that no toy which you could select would give them more actual pleasure and entertainment.
That is some big claims. I'm so excited to see these four positions. That's pretty cute. It's like the old-fashioned Winnie the Pooh
bears. Just your basic bear.
Yeah.
Or like your bear.
Yeah, and everybody knows what my bear looks like.
Uh-huh. Probably at least half the people listening to this podcast do.
That's true.
I guess we could post a picture for everyone who doesn't. because I definitely post pictures when I say we're going to post a picture about something we talked about. I definitely do that still.
Wink.
Double wink.
Teddy bears. Okay. In quotes.
Teddy bears.
Yeah. And they are, the most expensive one is only $2.38.
And that's for the 10-inch high one? Or?
That's what? 16-inch.
Yowza. That's like a large pizza.
The 10-inch bear is only 75 cents.
Very affordable.
They're pretty cute. I'd take one of those.
I don't think that we could bear to not have one. And that high-quality imported bear plush.
Natural cinnamon only.
I mean, if you do it right, why do you even have to have variety? I mean, you got different sizes, but the biggest ones are the best proportioned.
But what does that even mean? Best proportioned? In my mind, I was like, most realistic, but that's not even true.
Maybe it's like all of the arms and legs are the same size, and the different sizes are just like how long the torso is. So like the smallest one is just like a tiny torso with these crazy long arms.
Gorilla bear.
Octobear.
Well, they're pretty cute.
Yeah. I mean, if you wanted to get me one of these for $2.38, you know, for the best proportioned one, I would accept.
That'd be a funny gift to give you.
Here's this old-timey teddy bear. Enjoy.
I thought you'd love it.
It will. What was it?
Yeah, what's the quote? Something about endless enjoyment or something.
Yeah, it will afford you great amusement and lasting pleasure.
All right.
Yep, and then at the end, actual pleasure and entertainment. Double up on the pleasure. Plus some entertainment and enjoyment. Can't go wrong.
What a bear.
What a world. Now that we have all unveiled our animals to each other, we have to go through and decide which is the freakiest freak of the week by doing the freak off. Excellent. And so here we decide which animal would be the worst pet, which one would give the best superpowers, and then which animal would win in a fight.
Yes.
Those are our categories.
I think of the box jellyfish would totally lose.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll start with the first one. The first one is, which would be the worst pet?
I think mine would be the best pet.
Yours would by far be the best pet.
Yeah.
Way too cute.
And if you want to get your very own little baby, you just have to act real threatening and the mom will run away. You get your own little baby quokka. So it's between you and me, Theo. So, which would be a worse pet? The box jellyfish or the zombie snail parasite? Yeah, because the tough thing about having the parasite is you actually, to have that one pet, you have to have three pets. You have to have a snail. You have to have a bird.
Plus, it's really awful to look at.
Yeah.
It's just horrible.
Yeah, I feel like a jellyfish, like having a jellyfish like in like a aquarium for people to look at would be real cool.
Yeah.
What do jellyfish eat?
Fish.
Whatever they want. They have needle arms.
Yeah, they do.
Yikes.
So I vote the parasite would be the worst pet.
The Leucochloridium paradoxum.
Ugh. All right, next.
All right. Next, who would give the best powers?
Oh.
Again, the quokka.
It's a bad freak.
It's a
bad... That's why I don't feel...
Well, we need some cute stuff in our menagerie.
It's true.
Like, we want to have a freak menagerie, but we don't want to have, like, something that no one can look at. So we want one snuggly guy.
Yeah.
So who would give the best powers? So box jellyfish powers. It could be a fast swimmer compared to other jellyfish powers.
Oh, but yours would, I think yours would be the goodest.
I don't know.
Because it could be a team.
That's true. But let's see. So you have needle arms. You got poison. You have 24 eyes.
Yeah, you can see everything. Yeah.
So, box jellyfish man.
But I think he would be pretty dangerous.
Yeah, he'd be pretty.
Yeah, you're lethal. The parasite is only lethal to snails. So. Yeah.
That's true. But if you had parasite worm powers, would you be limited to snails? Let's see. This is like a mind control power. Yeah. Mind control powers. Yum.
But the mind control powers, I guess it doesn't actually like kill the snail.
Yeah, that's not the part that kills them, I guess.
it's probably not good for them.
Like,
they can control more at a time.
Maybe, but I'm thinking that the parasite worm almost definitely has to be a super villain. that's not a good guy power.
That's true.
And you can tell that someone's mind has been taken over by the parasite worm because their eyes are throbbing.
Oh gosh. I don't want to think about that.
I think I would be the best pet. The best
best powers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think I vote box jellyfish for best powers.
Yeah, right. because they can control the needles.
Yeah, yes. No, for all the reasons. It's got it all going on. And it's like translucent, so if you had jellyfish powers, maybe you could go invisible.
Oh.
Holy cow. That's a top-notch superpower.
Yeah. So they could be a ghost for Halloween.
A jellyfish is like a water ghost.
That's true.
That could be the superhero name, Water Ghost.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So 1 point for the parasite worm, 1 point for the box jellyfish. Going into the last round, will it be a three-way tie?
No.
Let's see. So who would win in a fight?
Totally not Julie.
So the only power that the actual parasite worm has is to like control a snail, which does not have the greatest array of weaponry. Yes.
I think I would win.
So I feel like a quokka could definitely eat the worm snail situation.
Uh-huh. And probably dominate a bird if it was in the right situation.
True. So no matter what the worm is riding in, it just does not have what it takes. I wonder who would win between the parasite worm and the jellyfish. I feel like the jellyfish would still win. I bet the jellyfish could eat it. Just suck it up into its space mouth. I don't know.
Yeah. His space mouth.
Yuck.
If nothing else, like, could, like, poison it.
Oh.
And then drag it into the depths.
I'm thinking of what it looks like of it eating.
Ooh. Best not to think about
yuck.
It. All right. So then between a quokka and a jellyfish.
Who would win, Theo? Your creature or mine?
Mine.
Why do you say that?
Because it could just sting quokkai.
That's true. I guess it depends on where they're fighting. If they're fighting in the water,
yeah, totally.
My quokka does not have a chance.
The quokka would just drown.
If they're fighting on land, then the quokka would just be like, poke, poke. Goodbye. Quick, have my baby. I'm out of here.
But if we're talking of, like, killing abilities, the box jellyfish.
Slice.
Good killing abilities.
I was going to say, the quokka is herbivorous, so it probably doesn't have the vast array of predator weapons.
I think I'm winning. I won.
It's decided. The box jellyfish is the freakiest freak of the week.
Yay. This is why you brought me here.
We brought you here to triumph. You did it.
Now
we did it.
Now I will eat the. Now I will eat my microphone.
No, no. So now we are one step closer to doing our Sweet 16. Once we have 16 freaks, we can do a head-to-head tournament battle royale.
Yeah.
Nope, those are two different things. Definitely the head-to-head tournament version.
Battle royale, that would get crazy.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Do you know what that means, Theo? What? All of them fighting at once.
It's like the Colosseum.
Oh yeah! The two rounds!
Yep. Gotta bring in the One Piece references. Then we're on the same page.
I see.
Manga.
So we're either at 14 or 16. So next time we do Animal Freak Show, we might be ready to do our Sweet 16, but it might take one more round, and then we'll be ready for our Sweet 16.
But it is coming.
It's coming.
I am so excited.
It is nigh.
Yikes.
So nigh.
Maybe that's the episode we can do while I'm in labor.
And then
I'll just bring you like a suggestion. Okay, this guy versus this guy. Who wins?
Who?
Maybe not while I'm pushing.
The Shoeville Star.
I mean, I will be in my rawest form of decision making, so it might be perfect.
Okay, great. It's a plan. Let's do it. Okay, this is good. This is proof that it was your idea.
Boo!
I have a right.
Did
to
I scare you?
Wow. Keeping it unexpected over here.
All right. Thanks for joining us, Theo. This was so much fun.
Now I will sink into the nowhere.
Oh, that's deep. You say, this has been Animal Freak Show.
This has been Animal Freak Show. Now goodbye.
Welcome to another episode of Detective Gold. Episode 2, Detective 2. Last time on Detective Gold, our hero set off to learn more about this Professor Dirt, who had left signs at the crime scene where he had stolen all the mud.
Dun, dun, dun!
He learned that Professor Dirt works at a place called Villanova University. We catch up with our hero as he makes his way over to Villanova by using his body, which can turn into grappling hooks. Oh, all right, here I am at Villanova University. Wonder why I've never been here before. All right, I learned that Professor Dirt is a professor of biology. And so I'm going to go over to the biology building and see what I can see. But I don't want to get too close, so I don't want him to see me following him. So I'm going to stand over here on this building. I'm going to climb up this building using a grappling hook. All right, and then I'm going to use my magnifying glasses to see from far away so that I can keep track and see if he comes out. What's wrong? Oh, these magnifying glasses aren't working at all. Everything looks so far away. The more I try to magnify, the smaller things get. Oh boy, I better call someone to help me. Beep, boop, 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 beep, boop, 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 boop.
Hello, this is Honey Gold.
This is Detective Gold. I'm using your magnifying glasses that you built for me, and they're not working. The more I try to zoom in, the farther away things get.
I think you have to switch the polarity.
How do I do that? Can you come here and help me?
Nope, I'm busy.
There's a little switch that says polarity. Oh, I never saw that before. Let's try it. Click. Oh, all right. It's working great now. Thanks, Hardy Gold.
Detective Gold.
All right, let's see. Now I have these glasses. I'm looking and... Oh, who is this? This must be Professor Dirt. Professor Dirt is very round. And he wears a fancy coat.
That is brown.
That is brown. A fancy brown coat. He wears very special looking shoes that look like they probably say professor on the bottom. He has a big bushy mustache. And to top it all off, I can see him eating some cheese.
Dun, dun, dun.
This must be him. All right, I'm going to keep looking and see where he goes. Okay, he's gone into the biology building. And wait. No. We'll wait and see what happens.
3 hours later.
Oh, there. He's finally coming out. All right, he's going over across campus. Wait, who's that following him? I can't tell who it is from behind. But, oh yeah, they're definitely following him. Well, I better go see who it is. But I don't want him to see, so I'm going to go sneak up behind them and see if I can find out who it is. I'm going to swing down on my grappling hook. And grab it. All right, why are you following this guy? Oh, it's you! Detective Rose!
Yeah, it's me.
Well, I was following this guy, Professor Dirt. He's wanted on suspicion of being a mud thief.
I've been tailing this guy for weeks. He's wanted on suspicion on a string of spring theft.
You don't say. Wow. Well, it looks like we'll have to combine forces.
No way. I work alone.
And then Detective Rose walks off, and she keeps going to follow him. And Detective Gold says, wow, what a cool lady. Now I wonder what he could be doing with all that mud and all those springs. It doesn't make any sense. Maybe we'll learn more next time on Detective Gold. He's a detective.
He's a detective. He's a detective. Go, oh, oh. He's a detective. Go. He's a detective. Go, oh, oh. He's a detective.
All right, welcome to another installment of True Crimes.
You mean True Crimes?
With Ruby.
Yeah.
And me.
Yeah.
Who am I?
Corbin.
I am. Who am I to you?
Daddy.
That's right. Do you have a true crime for us this week?
Yeah. It is when some bad guys come up to the school, they make the floor invisible, so they put white carpet on the floor, so people can't see the floor.
Is white invisible?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good trick.
Yeah.
Why did the criminals do that?
Because if you can't see their feet, and your feet go, and you go through the invisibleness.
Whoa.
Into poop and pee.
Oh my goodness. Are you saying that your school is over a big pool of poop and pee?
Yep.
Yikes. And I want to learn more about this floor that you can go right through because it's white and invisible. The criminals in your stories have a lot of fancy technology.
Uh-huh.
Where do they get all this technology?
They just can't, they, like, get permission to get out.
Permission to get out of what?
Jail.
Ah, who gives them permission to get out of jail? This sounds like a big government conspiracy.
The guards.
The guards.
They have the controllers to the bars. They can go up, the bars can go up and down very quick.
Cool. So that's how they get out. The guards let them out. Is that because they think that they're going to be good guys now? Or why would the guards let the bad guys out?
because first they ask the police officers, then they can open it.
Okay.
And so both, there's two guards, two on the each side, and the guards, actually, they have gum, whole gum packs.
Whole gum packs? Wow, they must be so happy about that.
They share it with the bad guys.
Oh, did they get the gum packs from the bad guys? And that's why they let them out? A little bribesy-wibesy.
No.
Oh, okay. All right, so where did they get the invisible floor?
The guards gave them to them.
Why did the guards have all this fancy technology?
I don't know.
Wow. This true crime is raising so many more questions than it's answering.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other true crimes for us this week?
Nope.
Ladies and gentlemen of Podville, a musicale selection.
Will you ever do what I asked you to? Maybe the first time or the third.
We've done it again.
We sure have. And what a good job we've done.
We've done a good job. Oh no, the Fist of Doom, it's coming for us. Hooray!
Oh goodness. As always, our musicale selection was provided by our house band, Superhero Sandwich.
Yeah, and if you have any feedback for us, want to reach out, you can find us on all the internets. Just scream into the void, Podville, and we'll come a-callin'. If you liked this episode, you want to have more kid participation, you liked having Theo on here, we could rope our other kids into coming on. I'm sure that they would love to do it.
I know, Ruby, our five-year-old, was very jealous.
Yeah. She's rip-roaring, ready to go.
Thanks for visiting Podville.
Come on back next time.
We'll miss you.
We'll miss you.
Are you ready for me to stop talking?
Always.
Podville, welcome back.
Hello, it's me, Podville. My name's Podville. You can call me Mr. Podville.